Juneau Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guest is here to ask for your poetry from the Poetry Omnibus Program. Welcome, Cianne Murphy.
Thank you, Scott.
Nice to have you on the show today. So Poetry Omnibus, 13 years of putting local poetry on our city buses.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. It was inspired by programs that were in London and Seattle, New York, where people just saw poetry on buses in the city, and it was brought here to Juneau, and that was 13 years ago. So we're continuing this wonderful tradition.
For our listeners who may not be bus users, how would you describe to them how they're displayed on the buses, the poems?
So there is like a whole line of advertisements. They're called place cards that are placed all along the perimeter of the ceiling of the bus on both sides. So there's lots of things for people to look at. And then there's – each bus has two poems. So depending on where you're sitting, you're going to see different poems, and they rotate different buses. So people are going to see different poems depending on what bus they're on.
And you said you had 162 participants or – poems.
162 poems were submitted last year.
That's great.
So that was a whole new record for the program. The year before, there was about 100 some odd entries, and we
it's
had
growing.
Some pretty amazing submissions through school teachers over at Gastineau. They got their kids like really engaged, and Emily Wall and Monica Haywood did a workshop over at the Douglas Public Library, and that really got a lot of kids inspired to submit their work.
Great. And there is going to be another poetry workshop, right?
Yes. Yep.
That'll be on January 20th with Emily Wall. We'll get the details of that in a second. Mm-hmm. And we should mention the deadline for submitting poems to get on the bus is February 28th. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
There is some time.
Oh, plenty of time.
Can you read us an example of a few that are on buses maybe right now or have been?
Oh, sure. So these will be on the bus right now.
They're circulating in our city.
They are circulating as we speak. And so I'm going to read four of them if that's okay.
Please do.
So all the poems are 10 lines or less. So that's the fun part. You have to confine yourself to the certain parameter. So 10 lines or less, and you have to be a local resident to participate in the program. We've actually had some people from out of state asked to submit work. I'm like, sorry. So this first one is titled Multitudes and is by Patrick Klaxa. So Multitudes. Costco on a Sunday, sampling guacamole near Holy Cheese, read Holy Orders, the Church of Toilet Paper Hoarders. And if shopping is religion now, buy 20 pounds of sacred cow, 5,000 fed with just 5 loaves of bread, and the dead are out in droves. So that's we have a full spectrum of poems from sarcastic, humorous to like the next one I'm going to read, which is very serene and reflective. It's titled Island Road by Robert Fagan. Moon tracked dream flats and walk across time near day. Serene tides under the forest brim, a field guide to first things. It's like, all right. Oh, so nice. And then for the children, we have a youth category. And the youth is from ages 8 to 17. So we haven't been getting too many teenagers participating. It's been usually grade school and middle school level. So these poems are by some fourth graders here in town. The first one is titled Orange Pumpkin, and it's written by Eva Hildebrand. An orange pumpkin, a fading light that pierces the dark autumn night. So
all right.
Really simple and fun. And then this next one is also from a fourth grader. It's titled Glasses by Delia Meering. Tortoiseshell frames and clear glass lenses. Do they really change the way you see the world? I think it's the way you treat others and the way they treat you back.
Wow. Fourth grader?
Fourth grader. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So that's just a little taste of there's 32 poems that we put up there, and there's 20 that are for the adults and 12 for the kids. And we have two judges that judge two for the adult and two for the youth category. And they're very gracious to take their time to do that. And I think everyone involved just has a really good time.
Have you gotten feedback about this program from, say, writers or other people in the community?
Lots of thanks. Just yeah. Thank you for doing it and having an outlet for people to share their work. That's really all I hear are thank yous. It's like, okay, I will take those thank yous.
I was just thinking about having one's work on the bus and how many people see that. You know, I don't know exactly how many bus users we have in town, but then you think about the tourists that come in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way for authors to get their work out and displayed and share it. And then for, local community members and tourists to kind of experience the perspective of locals.
All right. So 10 lines or less. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
10 lines or less.
And you just read some examples of poems that have been selected. What would be your advice? What are poems that tend to work well in this contest?
You know, something to keep in mind is don't be too abstract. You know, this is open to a whole variety of people. And so we want to make poetry really accessible to people. So and the judges will think about that too when they read the poem. So, yeah, just keep it honest. And I'm not going to say, hey, if you want to write about weird things, go for it. Just as long as it's appropriate for public display and accessible, just have fun with it.
Okay. And to work on one's poetry, Is this a youth workshop that Emily Wall is giving?
It is.
And when is it? Tell us the details, please.
So it's going to be held at the Juneau Public Library on Sunday, the 20th, and it's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. And we'll have pencil and paper, and Emily's going to give a nice presentation on how to write poetry, and we'll work on writing poetry, and hopefully we can help to hone things, and the kids will have some poems to provide.
What you may have already mentioned it, but what ages is that appropriate for?
It's 8 to 17.
Got it. And we should mention Emily Wall, published poet, instructor out at University of Alaska Southeast.
Yes, that is.
Mom.
Yep. Amazing human being. That is her. So she's graciously taking the time to do this.
All right. So that's Sunday, January 20th from 1 to 3 at which library?
The Downtown Public Library. And it's in the large conference room.
From ages 8 to 17, a youth poetry workshop. Mm-hmm. And then the next date we should know about, is it the deadline? Or?
Yep. So the deadline, again, is February 28th. And all of the entries are done online now. So if you just go to Juneau Poets, if you Google Juneau Poets, it's a WordPress site that will bring up the poetry omnibus. So just think Juneau Poets, all one word.
Okay.
Simple.
And you can do everything online. How many poems can one person submit?
There's only one entry per person this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the past, we've allowed multiple entries, but you had to pay fees and it got a little messy. And so we're just limiting to one. And then we've had such an amazing response for entries. We want to kind of make it fair so that One person per poem, so you get a better chance of being selected.
Do you happen to know who the judges are going to be this year?
I do. So Amy Penny and Clara Miller will be judging the youth category, and Emily Wall and Ann Sutton will be judging the adult category.
All right. CN, you've been administering this for how long now?
This will be my fourth year.
What surprised you most, or what do you like most about this program?
Oh, just It makes me happy to see that there's so much creativity in this town, and people and all these young people are getting introduced to poetry and excited about writing poetry. It's just really invigorating to see this happening, knowing there's lots of good, wonderful things going on in the world of poetry in Juneau.
All right. That's the voice of C.N. Murphy. She is the administrator of Poetry Omnibus, also a musician and poet. Emily Wall's workshop on poetry for youth is Sunday, January 20th from 1 to 3 at the Downtown Public Library. And the deadline for Poetry Omnibus submissions is February 28th, 2019. 10 lines or less, one submission per person. Avoid getting too abstract, says CN.
So, yeah.
Sounds good. Just Google Juno Poets.
That's the best thing to do, and that will bring you to the website.
All right, CN, thanks for coming on the show. As always, is there anything we're missing, anything you'd like to add?
I think we've got it covered. Thanks for all you're doing here.
Make me laugh.